This is an interview with Nina Quaresima, as recorded by Leonora Marchioro on the 8th of April 2001 in Nina's home at 12 Leslie Street, Paynham. Also present is my husband Johnny Marchioro and Nina's husband Vincenzo Quaresima. This interview is recorded for the Italian Market Garden Oral History Project. Nina, thank you for allowing me to interview you. We will begin by talking about your family background. Nina, please tell me your full name and what was your family's name?
My full name is Nina Quaresima. My family name was Nina Fazzolari.
What is your date of birth?
A date of birth, I was born on the 8th of July 1940.
What were your parents' name and where were they born?
My father was Fred Fazzolari. He was born in Provincia di Reggio Calabria, Caologna being the town. And my mother, Francesca, was born in Careri, Provincia Reggio Calabria, Italy.
Have you any brothers and sisters? And what are their names?
I have a brother and a sister who are younger than me, and their names are Nick and Maria.
What year did your father arrive in Australia?
My father arrived in Australia in 1932.
Now, do you know why he came to Australia?
I think my father might have come to Australia for a better life, although I think in Italy he was a tradesman in making shoes and learning to be a shoemaker, I guess, but coming to Australia he thought he would do better.
Where did your father live and what did he do when he first arrived?
When he first arrived in Australia, as far as I know, he worked for an Australian market gardener in West Beach, and he lived there in sheds on the property with other workers.
And when did your mum arrive?
My mother arrived in Australia in 1936. From then on, she just worked, I think, wherever she lived in the hills. I'm not really sure about mum's life, you know, at age 14 when she came to Australia.
Nina, did your parents have other relatives living in Adelaide?
No.
Who were they? Where did they live?
No, they didn't have any parents in Australia at all. No.
Where was your family living when you were born?
When I was born, my family was living in a rented house at Flinders Park with my grandparents, my father's mum and dad.
Nina, I'm going to ask you some questions about your memories of living on Frogmore Road. Can you describe where your family lived on Frogmore Road? Was the western side or the eastern side?
My family lived on the right side of the dirt track off Frogmore Road. West side, I would imagine.
Do you know how they came to be living on Frogmore Road?
Well, I think my father wanted to work for himself and decided to move. So he rented this large farmhouse that was owned by a dairy farmer, Mr. Cattrell, who later moved somewhere else. And life went on there.
Do you know how much land your parents lived on?
I can only guess the size of the land is approximately 10 acres. And my father purchased that land.
Uh, How many classes did your parents have?
Again, as far as I know, they had approximately 20 glass houses.
What vegetable did your father grow?
My father grew tomatoes, beans, and cauliflowers for marketing, and other vegetables just for family, for us to eat.
Did your parents sell the produce at East End Market? Did you ever go to the market with your father?
No, I never went to the market with my father, but yes, they did sell their produce to the East End Market. Most of the time I stayed at home because I was only very young and I stayed with my grandmother.
Okay. Who in your family worked in the garden? Did you help with the glasses or what did you do?
No, only my parents worked in the garden. I didn't help because I was too young.
And do you remember what your dad used to do when he used to get ready to go to market? That's not... What did your dad do, you know, to get ready to go to market? Do you remember them getting ready? You know, how they used to pack the vegetables and that?
Yes, they used to pack them in the shed, you know, and then pack them in their boxes and load them onto the truck and, you know... just take off.
So did your
together.
Father owned a truck?
Yeah, he did. He owned the truck.
Okay. Yeah. Did your parents know any other Italians that lived in the area?
Yes, they did. They had lots of local friends around the Lockleys area. And so they knew quite a few people in the area. I probably didn't know as many because I was a younger girl and... But yes, they had quite a few friends.
What would you have seen if you were walking down Frogmore Road when you were a child? What did you see?
I could see high grass, box thorn bushes, and the dirt tracks, lots of trees and old wood lying around.
Were there other houses and family living close to you on Frogmore Road?
There were, but not too close. The houses were wider apart from each other. Yes.
But you told me that your father fixed up a shed. Can you tell me about that story, about your dad fixed up the shed so that the migrants that came to from Italy? Can you tell me that story?
Well, Dad did build some little sheds on the property. And there were migrants that had nowhere to live, you know, so Dad actually laid out little beds and, you know, they had blankets and which Dad supplied and they ate off the land, vegetables, you know, and helped them along. Yes, definitely.
So do you remember any of their names? No, you don't. It doesn't matter.
The only one I can sort of point out was Mr. Pileggi.
Oh, Pileggi.
That was the only one that I can sort of think the name
and
of.
And did he came on his own from Italy?
Yes, he did. Yes, he was on his own.
Okay. Did your parents keep a cow or a horse or kid or chicken?
Yes, we had all of these, the cow, the chickens, the horses, and also a dog. And we had about 30 cats, stray cats, that used to come and feed on the leftover milk from the cows that, you know, it was too much for Mum to use up. So, yes, used to feed the stray cats.
Nina, can you tell me about the food in your family? Did you use the animal for food? For example, how did your mother use the cow's milk?
Well, we ate the chickens and the eggs, and with the cow's milk, Mum made cheeses, she made a gotta, and we ate the fresh cream.
And what about making salami and making sauce. Did your family ever do anything like that?
Yes, Mum used to make her own homemade sauce, and they used to cool the pig every winter, and of course make the salami, the sausages, and you know, and we ate that throughout the year. But it was dried, the salami was dried down in the cellar. And yes, and it was cured by lighting like ashes and smoking the salami.
Yes.
And then the salami would drip and dry out, and then that's the way they cured it, you know. And in the end, then, you know, once it was dried, it was taken out and was stored, and that was sort of eaten throughout the year, the rest of the year.
And what about wine? Did your family?
No, that was, Dad never made wine. That wasn't sort of something that they, you know, concentrated on, or, you know, no, it wasn't done, no.
And how did your parents spend time away from working the glass houses?
Well, they had lots of friends away from the property. They would visit friends. Friends would come over on weekends. They were invited to all the weddings. And basically, that was a social life. They didn't go out dancing or, you know. My dad used to play in a band. He used to play the trumpet on weekends in the Grange Square. Yes, so that was like a little social outing for Dad. But apart from that, it was just really the friends. And
now, were your parents involved with the church? Did they celebrate at Easter, Christmas, baptism and communion? Which was a church?
The church was the Queen of Angels at Theberton, but no, they weren't really churchgoers, not once a week like most people would go to church. They only celebrated Easter, Christmas, baptisms and communions.
Yeah, but what can you remember about, say, your first communion?
I can't remember that much at all. It's quite strange. Maybe I was too young and, you know, didn't really register. No, that's something I don't remember. I remember my confirmation. That's the one. Confirmation, because I was 12 years old when I had my confirmation. But no, I don't remember my first communion.
It's strange. And who was your godmother? Do you remember your sponsor?
Yeah, my sponsor was Bettina Mitica.
Mitica,
yes.
Do you know how your parents have learnt English?
They would have learnt English by just speaking, you know, daily, going to the post office, people coming on the property. Just daily interaction with other people, listening, reading the newspaper, shopping. Mum would go out and shop. She'd be going to the city and shop. Basically, they only just learnt, and both could speak fairly well, but it was just interaction with other people. That was the only way they learnt.
Language did your parents speak at home?
Well, Dad spoke English and Mum spoke Italian.
At home?
Yes.
Did your parents become naturalised?
Yes, they both became naturalised after I was born. Yes.
Nina, what was important for your parents to keep the tradition from Italy? How, you know, how did they used to keep the tradition going?
Yeah, it was important for them to keep their tradition, I think. You know, basically, we carried on in the same habit that, you know, they had back home while I was a young girl. And then, you know, I suppose eventually they become too Australianised also. And so they let go a lot of their traditions, you know. Yes, I would say that my parents probably were Australianised.
Okay. Yes. What about in the food, you know, what kind of food did you used to eat at home?
We ate Italian food. Like
what?
Like, you know, if you go to a restaurant now, you choose like the pasta or the meats or the chicken and the cotoletti and the homemade biscuits and, you know, it was ongoing, you know. We had the salamis, the cheeses, lasagna, you know, it was just like the normal Italian foods, but not the barbecue.
Okay.
No.
How long did your parents live on Frogmore Road?
I would say that my parents lived on Frogmore Road for at least 10 years.
And where did your parents move after Frogmore Road?
Well, we all moved to Findon Road, Woodville West, after Frogmore Road.
And that's where they stayed, or did they went somewhere else afterwards?
Well, Dad continued market gardening, he actually went to West Beach and worked there for a couple of years. He rented the land there and then decided to buy land for himself. And then from Woodville, we then moved to Salisbury.
And how much land did you have in Salisbury?
Dad had 20
acres. Can you tell me a little bit?
Well, Dad had 20 acres of land in Salisbury, and so they both worked, Mum and Dad, on their own, and Dad became a bit sick when he was 58 years old, and things started to go downhill health-wise. And so in the end, he had to sell 10 acres of that land, and you know, to help things along, because his health wasn't too good. And then they were left with 10 acres only, and then they kind of had 20 glass houses on that 10 acres, which Mum and Dad really had to work on their own, you know, without any help at all, because things were getting a little bit stressed at that stage in life. And so they continued market gardening until 1988
in Salisbury. Now, did your parents return to Italy?
No, they never had the desire or the possibility to return to Italy, and they never did, no.
Nina, would you say your parents settled well as migrants in Adelaide?
Yes, I would say they definitely did settle well in Adelaide. They loved Australia. You know, it was their country to follow through. And, yes, I think they were happy, yes.
Nina, I'm going to ask you about your childhood and some of your memory. What do you remember about growing up on Frogmore Road? Like, who were your friends and who did you play with?
Well, basically, the only friends I had that I would see very often was Santina and Roma Puccio. I remember playing with them, you know, and sort of, you know, we'd ride our bikes and we'd play with the animals and we'd ride on the back of my dad's sledge being pulled by the draft horse. And yes, and on weekends we'd have other friends come over quite often, and I would say my best friends there would be Anna and Mary Mitica, who I'd see quite often.
And how did your family celebrate a birthday? Can you tell me about any of your birthdays as a child? Can you remember a birthday as a child?
The only thing I remember from birthdays is having a birthday cake, you know, and the only people that would attend my birthdays were either family and godparents, but I didn't have my little friends, you know, or school friends attending my birthdays. No, it was mainly adults and godparents, yes.
Can I just take you back for a minute when you said that you were playing with friends? You told me that you used to play under the box stall. Can you tell me about that? You know, they used to
have yeah, under the boxthorn bushes, you know, we used to sort of cut around a hole around the boxthorn bushes and, you know, we'd collect the corn and we'd strip the corn and we'd try and make little dolls out of them, you know, like strip them halfway and make the skirts and then sort of paint the eyes and, you know, and we used to place our little dolls in the hole in the boxthorn bushes, you know, that was like perhaps a cradle or a, you know. Yes, we didn't have a lot of toys. The only toy I had was a doll. And, you know, apart from that, we had to create our own little, entertainments and you know, make things as we could.
Nina, how old were you when you started school?
I was 8 years old when I started school. And yes.
Tell me why you started at 8 years old.
Well, because I had to wait for my brother to come to 7 years old, so that was starting school. Starting school was at 7 years old for you know, grade one. But because I had to walk to school with my brother and we had quite a long walk, I had to wait until I was 8 years old so we could both go hand in hand to school.
Which school was it? And how did you get to school?
I attended Seton Park Primary School and I had to walk to school with my younger brother. Then, you know, we'd have to walk through the boxthorn bushes from our house down to Grange Road. We'd follow this track through the boxthorn bushes. When we got to Grange Road, we'd cross the boxthorn bushes onto Rossitano's property. And from Rossitano's property, we'd go down to Crittenden Road and then right down to Seton Park, which was down the bottom end there, you know, and that was every day and every night back home. And our mum would probably meet us halfway in the track, in the boxthorn bushes, you know, so that she could sort of, you know, take us back home the rest of the way. That's the only way of getting to school.
And what about when you used to stop for a cup of tea? And
there was a lady a little bit further, you know, on from our house through the track there, and that was a family called the Italianos. And, you know, they had lots of these little guinea pigs running around everywhere, hundreds of them actually. And on the way home every night, she'd be waiting for us on the front door and asking us in, and she'd prepare some black coffee with stale bread, and we'd dip our stale bread coffee, sop it all up, and then that was like a little break for us, and then we'd she'd say goodbye and, you know, we'd go off to our house, you know.
Frogmore Road.
Frogmore Road, yeah.
Did you know other children from your neighbourhood had the school?
Yes, the Rossitano family, who we got to know once we crossed the Grange Road, that was another gardener. Yes, their children became our friends and they went to Seton Park Primary School as well. And that was Verna and Eva, Bill and Tony Rossitano. So, yes, we became friends with these people.
Did you know other Italian family who lived on the other side of Frogmore Road, like the Piovas and Marchioros, Tonellano or Palestrin? Can you remember any of them?
Not really. I sort of only knew some of the adults now and again because they would come and see Dad, you know, and I'd sort of say hello and, you know, I was too young, really. But I didn't know any of their children, no, definitely.
And what did you like about school?
Oh, I liked everything about school. I learned to speak English. I made lots of friends. I played sport. I was able to do the things I enjoyed, you know. That was my my break from, you know, not having much at home to do, you know, going to school. You know, there was lots to do there, you know, and I enjoyed school, yeah.
What are some of the memories that stand out about the school?
Sometimes I was a bit of a leader at the school because I was always organising like school plays, you know, and being involved. I was involved in Red Cross later on when I became in the higher grades, and I used to visit the sick children at the Grange Hospital. And yeah, do a little bit of craft and you know, and things like that with among the children, you know, and entertain them. That and also I did sewing classes and craft and things like that. Yeah, so no, I did. I had lots of memories from school.
Life after school. Nina, I'd like to ask you about your life after you left school, your young adult years. Nina, how old were you when you left school?
I was 14 years old when I left primary school, and then I went on to high school, which... I did 2 years. I did first and second grade, and then I left school at age 16. I didn't go on to intermediate. I only did 2 years at high school. And then after that, I went on to my first job.
Well, tell me about your first job.
Well,
how did you find the job? What kind of job was you doing? Just tell me.
Yes. Well, my father actually did not want me to leave school at that age. He would have loved me to continue, but he had a friend that was a taxation consultant who used to come around and do Dad's books, and he asked me if I'd like to work for him, and naturally I said yes, you know. I think I was ready to go to work, and so he employed me. And his name was Mr. McKee, and you know, I worked for him in the taxation office for about 2 years.
And what did you enjoy about your work?
I just enjoyed work in general. I was a typist, I did shorthand. I enjoyed learning about taxation returns and business. I did. You know, there was a lot to do. I did auditing and, you know, just sort of business transactions, other than not just tax returns and typing, but, you know, I learnt a lot of other office skills.
And what kind of things did you do at weekends for your social life?
Not a lot, but, yeah, partying, lots of weddings, I used to have my friends coming home, and I had to help my mother with the housework and the cooking on weekends, because Mum used to do a lot of cooking for the men working on the property, and there was a lot of ironing to do, and I had to be, you know, ironing shirts for all the boys. And yes, yeah, so there wasn't much of a social life, but I did have my girlfriends, you know. And
what's the name of some of your girlfriends?
Miriam Stennett was one. Barbara, I can't remember the surname, was another girl, you know. Yes, yeah, so that was a couple of my best friends that we used to go bike riding with, you know, bicycles and you know, shopping and whatever, yeah.
Now, how did you meet your husband?
I met my husband a few times as a family of my friend of my family, and then later when I started work, he decided to approach me one day, and he decided to have coffee, and then we started dating without my parents knowing for a year or so. And then later on, 4 years later, we were married.
Well, can't you tell me some of their stories or anything?
I don't really have a lot of stories because, you know, parents in those days didn't give you the freedom, you know. So, yeah, we used to have our coffee times together, you know. We used to go out for a coffee and... You know, in the lunch break,
when Vince... Can you tell me the name of your husband and the tell me the name of your husband?
My husband, Vincenzo.
Is that Vincenzo?
Yes, Vincenzo.
Okay.
Yes.
And where did you? Oh, can you tell me about your wedding?
Yes.
About the preparation.
Preparation. Well, really. Mum helped, but basically I had to do a lot of preparation myself because Mum was too busy working. And, you know, I had to do sort of like whatever I needed to do, you know, as a bride, to organise the bridesmaids and, you know, the dresses. And mind you, Mum and Dad were the ones who decided on the reception. I had my reception in the Centennial Hall with 800 guests, and yes, it was a big night, and it was beautiful anyway. And we were married at St. Francis of Assisi Church at Campbelltown, and we had a great honeymoon, if you call it a great honeymoon, Melbourne and Sydney for 2 weeks. And yeah, so... And then I lived on my father's property at Salisbury because there wasn't a lot of money. So we cut off a block of land there, and we built a house and live next door to my parents.
So, Nina, I'm going to ask you some question about your family life before we finish this interview. Oh, well, yeah. How were your parents involved in your life when you were, when you married? How was your family, you know, your parents involved?
Well, not a lot. I didn't get a lot of help from my parents because they were the only ones working on the property. But I helped them a lot. Being next door, I was working, but I'd pop in now and again and do a little bit of housework for Mum or... taking a meal or, you know, yes, I did. I helped. And if I could go in the glasshouse and string up the beans, I would do that. Yes, so really, they weren't able, you know, to help me a lot at all, you know, because, like I said, 20 glasshouses and there's only two of them that working together was a lot of work for them, yes.
When did your parents died?
Well, my parents both passed away within 9 weeks of each other. They died in 1988, and so that was very traumatic for me. It was a big, big thing because I was only 48 years old then, you know, and it was like my world had ended because it was too early in life, you know, to lose them both at once like that. So, yes, that wasn't very good.
So did you always live to Salisbury?
Well, I lived at Salisbury until 1989 because I then decided that there was nothing for us anymore there in Salisbury. So we then moved to where we live now, which is Leslie Avenue, Evandale, and life went on in a different way, of course, you know, living here. You know, we had to sort of make a new life for us, you know, on our own, definitely.
Away from market gardening.
Yeah. Well, yes, away from market gardening, yeah.
Now, can you tell me about your children and grandchildren? But can we start with your children?
Okay, yes, I have two children, a son and a daughter, and two beautiful grandchildren. My son's name is Anthony, my daughter's name is Maria Gabriella, and the two grandchildren, the older one is Jake and the little one, Thomas. Yes.
Have you been back to your parents' home in Italy?
Yes, I went to visit their villages in 1997 for the first time. And it was quite an exciting time and a beautiful time. I must admit, I fell in love with Italy. It was, to me, when I came back to Australia, it felt like I had left part of me back in Italy, you know, and part of me here in Australia. I felt sort of, I didn't think I would experience such a thing, but I did. I felt that my heart was partly left in Italy. Yeah. And the rest of me came back here, you know. Italy was beautiful.
Do you remember things, you know, did you meet some of your relatives there? What was it like meeting some of your relatives there?
Well, the first time I went there, I had a daughter living in Italy. So she had been away for 17 years. Maria was living in Milan for 17 years. And so that was the only close person to me. But Vince, my husband, he had cousins and uncles there, which I met for the first time. But the second time I went back to Italy, I was able to meet family that were related to my late father, who actually lived in Bologna. And and that was very, very emotional. Yes, that, and we're still keeping in touch now. But that was not the first trip, that was the second trip we did, yes.
Well, can you tell me something, what's your life like is now? You know, what do you do now that you've retired?
Now that I'm retired, I think my life basically is more involved with the grandchildren, family, and lots of friends that I had lost in the last 50 years of my life, married life, that they're all coming back now. We seem to have perhaps parted in some way. And then, now that we've come to this stage in life, we seem to all be coming back together again, you know. And so it's just all happening again, you know. Long lost friends that we thought we'd never gain, you know, we have gained again. And socially, we're getting back to doing things together, yes.
Now, Nina, before we finish, is there anything else that you would like to tell me about your life on Frogmore Road all those years ago? Maybe something about your friend Roma, when you used to go play in the sand dunes?
Well, Roma, actually, they actually moved to Salisbury. Oh, back on the property with Roma, yes. One of the memorable things that I can still remember are the wild watermelons growing in the paddocks, and that we'd pick them, you know, and then we'd roll them down the hill and just smash, you know, they would just go everywhere. And that to us was fun, you know, that was something that was an ongoing thing, you know, and we used to play and we used to jump around and we used to giggle and, yeah, it was a lot of fun, yes, definitely.
And can you tell me about that time that that moved, that drove the truck with the horse tied up at the back of the truck when they were moving, Roma and her sister?
Yes, they told me about that. That was something I didn't know, but, you know, it was only the other day I learnt that, yes, they had a truck and that they were, you didn't have a lot themselves, and the only way to get...
They lived on Frogmore Road as well?
No, they didn't live on Frogmore Road. They lived just further down past the bridge, more towards Lockleys, you know. They weren't on our side. But they had no means of getting this horse to Salisbury, and so one of the sisters decided to drive the truck and tie the horse on the back and just, you know, the poor horse had to sort of get itself to Salisbury, something you couldn't do today, you know. But in those days you could tie any animal on the back of the, you know, the truck and just lead it along.
And maybe you could tell me something else about your husband.
Well, he's been...
What was he like when he first arrived from Italy?
Very handsome. Yes. Yes, he stood out as a nice man and, you know, he was he was a quiet person, quiet achiever, very well... disciplined and, you know, so he was a musician. He played the saxophone and, that was part of our life also in Salisbury. He would play at weddings and, you know, at nightclubs and a lot of these big feasts that they had at St. Francis of Assisi on a Sunday, that were in the big band. He played in the big band. Yes, yeah, so we had the first 10 years of our marriage was, weekends. We never a weekend together. He's always away playing, you know, in the bands. But then after 10 years or so, he decided to leave and become a family man more. And, so we got back together on weekends.
Can you think of anything else to tell me?
Not really.
Something maybe about your son, you know, when he got married or...
Yeah, when my son got married, he was 38 years old, you know, and... yeah, we changed the tradition there of big parties. We only had about 120, and it was at the Radisson. And basically, it was just family and all their friends, you know, the couple's friends, you know, which was beautiful. You know, we didn't have lots of people, but the people that were there, everyone knew, and so therefore it was a beautiful... beautiful wedding, yes. Whereas in my wedding of 800 people, they were all my father and mother's friends. I didn't know a lot of people at the wedding. They all shook hands with me, but, you know, they were strangers, you know.
So...
money at the wedding?
Money.
Present. Oh. What kind of present did you get at the wedding?
Presents? Yeah. Oh... well, I got about 25 water sets and about 30 liqueur sets. And I think I got like a dozen dinner sets. And basically it was repeats of everything, you know. And yes, and there wasn't... we paid half of the wedding and my late father paid the other half. Because Vince's family didn't have any money. 800 people, yes, at the wedding. Oh, okay.
So you can't think of anything else to tell me about your life?
My life's been a happy life. I've had my ups and downs, but I've had a beautiful childhood. I had beautiful parents who never controlled me, really. You know, I had lots of fun, lots of good memories. Yes, if I look back at my life, I could not wish for anything better. I think I had the best life that anyone could have had. You know, honestly, I'm so happy in my life. You know, and that's great. Yes.
Oh, well, Nina, thank you very much for sharing your story with me. I really appreciate you giving me such interesting information about your life in this interview today.
Thank you, Eleonora. You've been wonderful. Okay, thank you.